In the 1940s, Florence Foster Jenkins became famous for being a terrible opera singer. She was a wealthy arts patron who gave concerts, recorded albums, and is now the subject of a movie starring Meryl Streep. The film Florence Foster Jenkins is out now, and critic Bob Mondello predicts that the story of the least gifted performer to ever sell out Carnegie Hall is about to start selling out a lot of movie theaters.
Florence and her actor husband Sinclair always seem to have something musical going on in their grand apartment. People inquiring about concert tickets, conductor Arturo Toscanini dropping by to solicit a symphony donation, and on this day, auditioning pianists. Florence needs an accompanist for her music lessons. A diminutive fellow named Cosme McMoon erupts in smiles when he's selected, and he's still smiling the next day.
Maestro, this is the talented young man I was telling you about.
Let's get started.
And then his smile fades as he hears his patron's voice for the first time.
Stop there. There's work to be done. But you've never sounded better.
Now, you'll note that never sounded better is not quite a compliment.
It is true that a lot of singers my age are on the decline, but I seem to just get better and better.
There is no one quite like you.
Also, not quite a compliment, but you see how this works. Sinclair Bayfield protects his wife by surrounding her with people he pays to be supportive, like this vocal coach. And who's hurt, really? Until Florence's enthusiasm leads her to propose a public concert, at which point Cosme panics.
Could we speak, Mr. Bayfield?
Yes, of course. What is it?
Well, I thought I was being hired to accompany Madame Florence's lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, Mr. Bayfield, I think Madame Florence might need a little more preparation before she sings in public.
Well, we've been rehearsing for a month.
Mr. Bayfield, we can't be talking about the same singer. I mean, her vocal cords, they don't phonate freely. Her phrasing is haphazard. As for her subglottal pressure, it defies medical science.
What Bayfield knows that Cosme doesn't is that the guests at the concert will all be pre-screened, folks who know her, have benefited from her generosity, have a reason to applaud. Then Florence does something that causes even her husband alarm. She rents Carnegie Hall.
And I'm going to give 1,000 tickets away to the soldiers because we must support our boys.
Well, I applaud your courage. And no one would enjoy seeing you triumph here more than I, obviously. But this place is just, it's so big, you know. It's nearly 3,000 people.
Well, Lily Pons's voice filled it. She's just a little bird.
Yes, but she's a young woman with a young woman's strength and perfect technique. It's...
Whoops.
My technique isn't perfect.
No, it is.
Hugh Grant's stammering has rarely been put to better use. Director Stephen Frears has made Florence Foster Jenkins more affectionate than affecting, taking a frothier approach than the French film Marguerite did earlier this year when tackling a similar story. But Frears is blessed with a cast that seems incapable, ironically, of hitting any wrong dramatic notes. Hugh Grant's Bayfield, stoic as he strives to protect his wife from what you might call her delusions of adequacy.
For 25 years, I have kept the mockers and scoffers at bay.
Simon Helberg doing his own accomplished piano playing as Cosme, even as his eyes betray his gathering panic.
You'll be murdered out there.
And Meryl Streep not only doing her own excruciating singing, but inhabiting the dotty diva of the title as fully as she has such other real-life figures as Margaret Thatcher and Julia Child. She looks at times like a sort of musical Margaret Dumont, upholstered in a dowager's furs and gowns, ignoring a whole world of Marx Brothers' distractions. But she's so much more fragile and hopeful, and though you come to laugh at her, you'll likely reconsider.
Too many feathers, you think?
The perfect number of feathers, restrained and elegant.
I'm so nervous, Whitey.
Oh, don't be.
Are you nervous, Mr. McMoon?
Somewhat.
You have a full and very warm house, and you are both going to be sensational.
The real Florence Foster Jenkins did rent Carnegie Hall, and she and Cosme McMoon did perform there to a sold-out crowd. And, well, you'll see
house lights, please.
How it all turns out. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is what we live for, isn't it? This moment.
And And a round of applause today to the man responsible for our sound, our technical director, Kurt Stoniker. With a wry smile or a chuckle under his breath, Kurt lets us know when we're doing something right or something wrong. And after nearly a decade here at NPR, he's moving on to exciting things in Vancouver, Canada. Kurt, you made us better. Thank you, and we'll miss you. We'll meet again.